This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's 75 degrees. I mean, you know.
It'd be wonderful if it's
75, we've got a chance for the day.
As opposed to waking up with it being 90.
That's right. Some days when I wake up, it's 90 degrees already.
I know it. You know when that happens, it's like, oh, boy, it's going to be one of those days again. Man.
I know. It's been awfully hot this summer. And, you know, the humidity, I mean, the heat index, you know, we've had warnings out several times lately. You know, the heat index is too high. You know, do not go outside unless you really need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we have that dry heat, you know, it's much more, you don't feel it. I mean, it's hot. Of course, it's hot. But, you know, you don't feel it because they always say it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And then, whenever we travel like over east, it's always like, oh, boy, you can really feel a big difference. And it really is. It's one of those things where, like, when the humidity gets too much, like your hair never dries. You never feel like, you know, after like you get out of the shower, you never feel like you're like dry. It just stays that humidity, moisture all over the place all the time, and it does really kind of ramp things up a little bit.
That's right. So anyway, that's the good news for the day.
That's it? That's the only good news?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's starting off good news.
Well, that's true.
I'm sure there's other good news in the horizon.
It's all in what we make of the day. I mean, for goodness sake, it's Saturday. So, you know, we can just kind of do, the day can be whatever we make it.
That's right. We should start off with a big breakfast, a lot of pancakes. You know, I recommend that first thing this morning.
Do you prefer blueberries or like any kind of berries in your pancakes, or like chocolate chips or plain?
No, I want mine plain, strawberries and whipped cream on top.
Delicious.
Mm. Yes, yeah, strawberries, whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be very tasty.
You haven't had a stack of pancakes yet, have you?
No, I haven't, yeah. But I'm thinking about it.
I know it. Now I'm thinking about it. Thank you very much.
That's right. Well, you have to think in advance, you know? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I remember getting up early, and a lot of times, you know, like we all have our Saturday routines, or we used to anyway. I don't know about people now, but, you know, we used to have our Saturday routines. You used to go to, you know, different places, you know, go by and see different people, and one of those places was always the bakery, and you go by and grab yourself, you know, a dozen donuts and maybe one extra in the truck on the way back home.
Well, now, I'm a croissant person.
Oh.
I love to go to the bakery, but I want a ham and cheese croissant.
Ooh, delicious.
Yes, I'm a croissant person.
Do you like
if
donuts?
If I'm going out to do that, not a lot. I can't have all that sugar. And so I stay away from them. But the ham and cheese croissant, no, I'm right there. I'm on it.
What they used to have, it's been a long time since we've gone over. We used to go over to HEB and get the cronuts. You ever had cronuts?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a croissant that is a donut, and it's got the little glaze on top. Yeah. Yo. If you like croissants, goodness gracious, step aside, because a cronut will change your life.
Really?
Yes.
All right. And what else does it have in it?
Well, that's it. It's just, it's a croissant. I assume it's deep fried, but I don't know. But I know it's big, and I know they put the glaze on it, and I know it's a whole lot like a donut, except it's a croissant with that magical glaze. Oh, it's amazing.
Wow. Yes, I think those are deep fried probably.
It sounds
good to me.
It will change your life for real.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I must go to H-E-B and have one.
Yeah. I'm sure they have them other places. I don't even know. We just kept going over there because they were so amazing.
Mm. Well, you know, there's so many good things you can have if you just look for them.
Yeah.
You know, specialty places that make great things.
Yeah.
I know there's some places that make omelets that are to die for.
Oh, hadn't had an omelet in years.
Oh, no, I have omelets quite often, even during the week.
Whoa.
I mean, can you imagine having an omelet during the week?
Whoa, I've never had a Wednesday morning omelet before. That would be just...
Oh, well, you've got to try that. And you have to have all kinds of things. You've got to have your ham. You've got to have cheese. You've got to have onions. You have to have green peppers in it.
Mm.
Just everything. Oh, and mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and mushrooms. Fresh mushrooms. Now, a lot of people put spinach in theirs.
You know, I've never had that before. I know it's very popular, but I've never done it.
Yeah. And if you're going to use fresh spinach, you've got to be sure that son of a gun is dried because you don't want it to get any water in your omelet.
So spinach is the one that's real wet, and when you cook it, is that the one that like really kind of you may start with
it
a panful?
It shrinks down.
Yes.
Yeah, you throw some in, it's going to shrink.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You have to dry it real good.
You have to dry it real good before you put it in, or you're going to have a soggy omelet. And you don't want a soggy omelet. There'd be nothing worse.
Nobody wants a soggy omelet.
Yeah. And you can also make a frittata using spinach.
I've never had a frittata.
Yes. And the way you do a frittata, you start it out in a skillet on the top of the stove and make sure that bottom is browned. And then you're going to put it in the oven. But you have all kinds of things in a frittata. If you're going to do a Mediterranean one, you're going to have olives in it and things like that and tomatoes in it.
Ooh.
In addition to all this, then you put it in the oven and finish cooking it, then put it on the broiler for just 2 or 3 minutes to brown that top.
Is it like an egg dish, like a quiche?
Yes, it is. Yes, a frittata starts with like maybe 8 eggs.
Really?
You know, if you're going to make it for 3 or 4 people. And then you put your eggs in the bottom, and then your onions, you've already put those in a separate skillet, and they're ready by then, you know, 2 or 3 minutes for your onions and green pepper or whatever you're putting in. Then you put that in there, and you put all your cheese in there. And you can either use Parmesan, you can use cheddar, you can use all kinds of different kinds of cheeses in it.
Really?
But if you're going to go Mediterranean, you're going to put tomatoes in it, you're going to put olives in it, you know, and then your spinach. Most people use fresh spinach. If not, if you've got frozen spinach, you can do that. But always, you've got to be sure there's no water in it.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds delicious. A frittata.
It is. Yeah, a frittata. Then you finish it up in the oven.
Mm.
So you've got to use either a cast iron skillet or something that, you know, that you can have a high temperature on.
Yeah, something that's oven safe.
Oven safe. But it's a great dish for like a Saturday morning brunch because most people during the week wouldn't have time to do all this.
Yeah.
But on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, a person would have time to do this frittata, and they're really good. And it's breakfast or brunch, either one.
Wow. Well, that might be on the agenda then for tomorrow. Boy, I could imagine
that's
that.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
I mean, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And because you can do either Parmesan cheese in it, you can do cheddar cheese in it. There's so many different. And then with the spinach in it, you know, it's really great. And as I said, a lot of people do olives and tomatoes in theirs.
Boy, man.
I would probably leave out the olives and do lots of tomatoes. I love tomatoes in mine.
Mm-hmm. It sounds delicious.
It is. It's really a great dish, especially like on a weekend, like you say, a Saturday or Sunday.
It sounds like it'd be hard to make. Is it difficult?
No, it's not difficult. It's very easy.
for me, it's difficult.
Oh, for you, it's difficult. It's not difficult today, let me tell you.
Much past flipping a pancake or frying an egg, I'm kind of out at that point.
gosh.
Now that we're all hungry, thank you so much.
That's right. And then you could always do poached eggs and do a hollandaise sauce on it.
Ooh.
On a croissant.
Oh, my goodness. I've never even heard of one on a croissant. Ooh, that just kicked
it. Oh, yeah.
Up.
Do a croissant. You poach your eggs, have them ready. Then you've got your hollandaise sauce, and you pour it over all that. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lord, look at you going crazy with croissants. Look at you.
I know. I'm into croissants. I love it. But hollandaise sauce over poached eggs is, I mean, I started eating those in Las Vegas 30 years ago. We were staying at Caesar's Palace, and I ordered it that way. And I go, oh, my gosh, I'll never be the same. So I started making it when I came home. And so ever since, every once in a while, it takes a little longer to make a hollandaise sauce.
Really?
And you have to get it right or it won't hold together. So you have to be – hollandaise is hard to make.
Is it kind of like a custard that, like, separates?
Yes, it's a lot. Yes, it will separate if you don't do it right.
Mm.
Now, do you want me to tell you a shortcut?
Yes, of course.
Knorr's makes a packaged hollandaise sauce.
Oh.
And it's so easy. Oh, you can cheat. Buy it and just add the water or whatever you're going to use with it, and it does not separate.
Is it good? I mean, can you tell?
It's delicious. Yeah. Knorr's is the best packaged things you can buy. It's the best brand for all of this.
I love how you have all that drama. Be very careful. It'll separate and all these things. Very delicate. You know, be careful. And then you throw out the Knorr's instant.
Yeah, that's the shortcut. That's for people who do not know how to do this, let me tell you.
That would be me.
I mean, it's for amateurs. For amateurs. And it's just as good. In fact, it's easy to make. It takes, I think, 3 minutes on the stove. And then it's ready to go. But your poached eggs is a secret. You got to have poached eggs for this.
Yeah. See, I always have trouble with poached eggs. I don't know. I just come out of mess.
Poached egg?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, yes.
Poached egg is easy. You do have the little poached egg deal to make them in, right?
No. I've tried to put them in like a bucket of boiling water. And it's just yeah, it's a mess.
You buy your little poached egg pan. It'll hold either 4 or 6. And you just spray the bottom of the little, each little individual holder. You've got your water in the bottom, and you just put the lid on it, and they'll be ready in a few minutes, no problem. And just dump it out on your croissant or whatever you're using, and turn it upside down, and you're ready to go.
Is that one of those little circular things where there's like 4 of them? And
yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Right. I've seen them, but I've never actually tried them before. I went too old school and got frustrated and gave up.
Oh, no. I've owned these for 20 or 30 years.
Oh, Lord.
In fact, I'm on my second pan now.
Really?
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
Oh.
And now they have, you know, a glass lid on them.
Oh.
And I don't know. I don't think years ago they had the glass lid. Oh. But you just put the glass lid on it. It's ready in just a few minutes, about 4 minutes. And they're beautiful. They come out, and then you've got the Knorr's for amateurs. And it's ready, and you just pour it on and eat it, and you'll never look back. It's so delicious.
All over a croissant.
All over a croissant.
Oh, man. I'm like you. I love croissants. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, and hollandaise sauce is the best sauce in the world.
Yeah.
I love hollandaise.
Well, now that it's attainable, I may go back and revisit this. This sounds awesome.
Go back and see if you can do it. You can also do this over asparagus, you know.
Oh, I love asparagus.
Okay. Hollandaise over asparagus is delicious.
Really? Never had that.
Well, my word, you are old-fashioned or out of step. I cannot believe that. I've been eating that all my life.
Really?
When you're doing a special occasion, Thanksgiving, Easter, you do asparagus with hollandaise sauce.
Jeez. What?
Gosh, I just can't believe that.
I know. It's just it's all of a sudden, it's like you look at me.
You're out of touch with reality.
I really am.
I mean, you don't even have a poached egg pan.
I know.
How have you gotten along all these years without a poached egg pan?
You see, these are the things I'm questioning myself on a Saturday morning.
I know. I mean, you're out of touch with reality. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. That's the idea for the next show, Cooking with Faye Bagby.
That's right, because I can't believe that you would not know to use a poached egg pan rather than the old-fashioned way of dropping it in water. Oh, gosh.
Well,
I haven't seen they do that in about 30 years.
Yeah, I know, and that's about the time I gave up. It's like they said, okay, here's what you do, and you put it in the pan, and you stir it around so that you know it comes out in a circle.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah, they told me all the tricks of it, and I'm like, this is terrible. This is horrible.
You're not a good cook if you can't do this.
No.
I mean, anybody can do a poached egg.
No, they can't. You'd be surprised.
Oh, my gosh. This is not good.
No, it's not a good sign. We need to clearly have a conversation about how to make this simple stuff. I'm telling you,
that's past
scrambled eggs, I'm out.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and someone told me the other day that their scrambled eggs were tough, and I'm trying to figure that out. How could you make a scrambled egg tough?
You ever put some cream in your scrambled eggs? You probably do, don't you?
Either cream or milk.
Yeah.
See, and if you don't have fresh cream, you can do it with milk.
Yeah. Now, that I picked up on.
Well, good. I'm glad you at least learned how to do that.
Yeah, nice and fluffy.
That's important.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd never heard of a tough egg.
Yeah.
When someone told me the other day, well, they said, I've tried them everywhere in the world. My eggs are tough. I'm going, how can you toughen an egg? A scrambled egg, you know?
whoever said that to you needs to come talk to me because we need to have a cooking class together.
I think so. I think you need the advanced course.
We do. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Maybe instead of a travel book that we always talk about you putting together, maybe you should put together like a cookbook. That would be a good idea. Very useful for the rest of us.
My son has wanted me for 30 years to do a cookbook.
For real?
And I keep telling him, I don't have the time. But what he wants is how to do all my recipes I do. Because he's always saying, Mother, I can't do that. I can't make it the way you do. You know, he has a chocolate cake recipe. He can't get it right.
Really?
No, it never comes out right. And I don't know what he's doing wrong. I can't imagine.
You'll need to shadow him one day.
That's right. Oh, that reminds me. Did you know that they're saying right now, do not buy cake mixes? There's been people in all these states have gotten deathly ill, and they don't know what brand cake mix it was, but they have gotten ill.
Really? No, I hadn't heard that.
Yes. It was on the news this week. They've gotten terribly ill, and they don't know what was in those cake mixes that made them so sick.
And they're sure it's from cake mix?
They said it was. Every one of them had used a cake mix, and then they became very, very ill. So they put something in there they shouldn't have put. I don't know what it could have been. And they don't know which brand it was.
Oh, man.
So they're saying be extra cautious right now.
Well, I'm gonna have to look into that then.
Yeah. And, of course, I don't use cake mixes, so I didn't worry about it. But I do worry about it for other people.
You start from scratch, I'm sure, don't you?
I do. I mean, I can manage to do that.
Do you have a can of cocoa in your kitchen right now?
Usually I do.
Uh-huh, I knew it.
Yes.
That's a true sign of an old-school good cook right there. If you got a can of cocoa in the kitchen. At all times.
But you're supposed to always keep cocoa, you know.
Yes.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you really need. Essentials, as I call it.
Yeah, kitchen essentials.
Yes, kitchen essentials. You got to have them.
All right. So, what are some of the good news from this past week, investment wise? What are we looking at? What are some?
Well,
of
the we've closed three policies. That's good.
Oh, that's.
We've put people in three big, great policies. But the good news is we're working on Ginsberg. I think I mentioned it last Saturday. I need everybody in Ginsberg that wants to go in, even if you're not sure you want to go in. I think it's going to be the best policy of the year. And the reason is it's glioblastoma. It's brain cancer. They've operated on his brain twice already. He was in the hospital in January when we tried to do the Ginsberg policy. We were unable to close. He was in the hospital so long. And then they called us 3 weeks ago and said, we felt bad when we couldn't do the policy with you. We'd like to come back and sell you this policy. I said, okay. So they sent me 750 pages of health information.
Jeez.
All the hospitalizations, all the surgeries, everything on Mr. Ginsberg. So I've read 750 pages. The bottom line is he isn't going to make it. It was 30 months originally. It's now down to 27 months in just, it's come down 3 months in 6 months.
Wow.
He's been having all these seizures. He doesn't remember them. He doesn't think he had them. He's passed out at the neighbor's. His girlfriend says he's passed out with seizures at home. She thought he was dead one of the times because she couldn't revive him. But he is really sick. It's a great policy. It's 27 months. I don't think it'll go over. Everything I've ever read about brain cancer, the average is 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we've done brain cancers before, and they always came in either on time or early. And so it's a great policy. I want everybody in it that has even thought about investing for the year. I think it's going to be the best policy of the year. I think everybody should put as much as you're comfortable with. A lot of people have said, can I put $500,000 in it? I said, well, I'll have to think about that. But I have had a lot of people that are putting like $100,000 to $150,000 in it. And since we think it'll be short, we've said, go ahead. We think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And I have one person that always puts $120,000 in every policy he invests in.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he does
but
very well.
I think this is a great policy. Anybody that's sitting on the fence, I want them to reconsider it. It's going to take a lot of people to do this. So if you don't have money in your account, you can transfer it in. If you've got a Roth that's at another bank or somewhere else, you can move that Roth over to us. Remember, if you have a Roth, there's not going to be any taxes on this.
Mm.
So, you know, that's a really good thing. I think, as I said, I think it'll be one of our best policies of the year. It's going to take everybody in town, so to speak, to do this policy. Because remember, it's $5 million.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes. So we have to raise over $3 million to pay for it.
Man. You don't run across a policy like this and to get a second chance at it. Because I remember
it's a second chance, and everybody signed up. I had people reserving before I even signed the contract.
Really?
And people saying, put me in. Put me in for 80. Put me in for 100. So I'm encouraging everybody who's even thought about investing to get in this particular policy. And I don't usually say that, as you know.
Yeah.
I always just say, we have this policy. We'll send you the information, make a decision. You know, that's what I usually say. You know,
this is a hot one, and it's gonna be. Is it fair to say that it's probably gonna be a pretty quick return?
Yes, I think the return will be pretty quick, and I think everybody's gonna be glad they got in it because. You know, brain cancer is just different from all the other kinds.
Yeah, I remember when you first got it in like December, January ish. It was really, really hot, and everybody really wanted in. And then, you know, like you said, he got too sick to even sign the paperwork, and you had to let it go. And now you've got a second chance at it. This is a hot one. This is a fast a big policy right here.
It is a big policy. We think it'll be fast. We think it'll be in and out. As I said, I'm encouraging everybody that's even thought about it to take a second look at it. Let's look at it a second time. Tell me what you think. And whatever you want to put in, you know, as I said, everybody wants to put in more on this than usual because they know. And one of my clients called me. His mother had brain cancer. She didn't even live 2 years.
Oh, boy.
So he naturally wanted to put a lot of money in it because he's experienced it personally. So when my clients call me on a cancer and say, Faye, I have personal experience on this. My mother died of brain cancer, did not live any time, and it was less than 2 years. So he said, I want in it.
Wow.
And as I said, I want to give everybody the opportunity to get in this. I'm going to encourage everybody, to put some money in it because I think it's going to be a fast-moving policy. He's already went down 3 months in six, and that's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't...
He's been in the hospital. As you know, the last time was in January, and he was there quite a while. And he's been having seizures ever since, and that's when it's really bad. You start having seizures in the brain. So I'm encouraging everybody to do this. Everything that I know about this cancer is it is pretty fast moving.
Yeah, anything involving the brain, you know, as we know, that's one of the. I guess it's one of the. Is it fair to say it's one of the worst? I'm not a medical person, so I don't know.
I think it is the worst because a lot of them, you know, they can keep you alive for a while, but so many bad things happen. And remember, he's had surgery twice. The second surgery, they had to stop. They were unable to resect it all the way. And so if anybody's reading the medical on this, look at that, what it says. It says that second time they were unable to finish it. They couldn't go all the way through. It was too far into his brain.
Wow. And yes. That's kind of where that that's where like the surgery left off is right there. So whatever they didn't get is still there.
It's still right there. That's why he's having seizures. And, of course, you know, there's just not a lot you can do when it's brain surgery. If you can't get it, you can't get it.
Wow.
And, you know, and as I said, we've done a couple, three of these, and they all came in early.
Mm.
So I don't think he is going to have any room for it to go over. I don't believe so. So I think it's a great policy. I'm encouraging everybody, if you've looked at it and haven't said yes, take a second look at it because I think you're going to come out really well on this one. It's 27% profit. I think it's the best policy of the year.
Did you say it's $500,000, the whole policy?
How it's big $5 million, right?
I'm sorry, $5 million.
That's right.
Jeez, I mean, that's huge.
It is huge, and it's going to take a lot of people, and I don't want anybody to be disappointed if they don't get in it. You know, and we've had this happen before. People sit on the fence too long. Then they come to me and says, oh, I've changed my mind. I want to get in this policy. And then we say, I'm sorry, we've already filled it. We went right on. When you didn't say yes right away, we just kept going.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you have demand, because most people who have done this before, they know, you know, especially with a policy coming back, they're already familiar with the policy. It's just had a chance to progress since January. And so, you know, when people are, you know, familiar with a policy like this and they know it was hot the first time, it's even hotter the second time. And this is probably going to go pretty quickly.
I think we'll feel it pretty quickly. We've already raised over $2 million of the dollars of it.
Oh, Lord.
And we want to go to escrow and get it closed. And the owner now is really motivated because he knows he needs to get his house in order. He knows he needs to get everything finalized and finished. And, you know, somebody's been taking him to the doctor for his treatments. You know, he's taking treatments every month. But... so far, it hadn't stopped anything.
Yeah. People,
you know, you can't stop it. It's just trying to help him make him more comfortable, you know, during this difficult time.
Oh, geez.
Because they can't do any more surgery. You know, with that last one, they couldn't finish it. They're not going to try that again.
Yeah.
Wow, when they're at that stage where they're just making people comfortable,
yes. And somebody takes him to the doctor, you know, because I've read on his brother-in-law, different people have taken him. And so he's trying to get everything finished up, get his estate settled, you know, before he gets where he can't remember anything. Because that's the bad thing about brain tumors. You know, it's going to take your memory. It's going to take everything.
Wow. Yeah, and you need to get this closed pretty quickly to make sure you get all the paperwork done and things like that.
Yeah, I want to do it before something happens to Mr. Ginsburg. That would be my next fear, is that he passes away before we get this done.
Yeah.
And, you know, remember, they can rescind it up to 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
If something happened, his estate would get it rather than our clients if it's too quick.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage everybody to give it a second look if you haven't given it a first look. And then we want to thank everybody that it has gone in it. If they want to put extra in it because of the shortness, all they have to do is call us and say, you know, I didn't put quite as much as I could have. I'd like to put a little more in it. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, because I know that, you know, sometimes, you know, when people, when they're in, you know, it's like the amount is in, but they can go back and they can add a little bit more, you say, if I understand
yes.
you right. Okay.
On this particular policy, we don't usually allow that. In fact, you know, usually we'll say 90,000 is the limit or 80,000, you know, whatever. But because it is a great policy, we're going to let people come back and put a little more in if they really want to.
Okay. And it's the Ginsburg policy. So if people are like,
it's the Ginsburg policy. It's kind of become famous around our office. You know, I mean, we waited so long before and could not close because he was too sick. If you remember, we wasted 2 months, January and February. And and we waited too long on it. And now it's back. It's in full force. We're under contract. You know, he couldn't sign the contract before. We signed the contract. It's a done deal as far as that part.
Okay.
We've just got to get it funded out before it's too late.
Yeah, quickly. Time is of the essence here.
Time is of the essence of this. They won't wait forever for us to close. We've got to get it done.
Yeah. All right. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And you had brought up something last week, and we'll get into this here in just a few minutes, but you brought up something last week that kind of caught my attention. I feel like it's probably caught a couple other people's attentions too, is premiums. Because we talk about, you know, that if a policy goes over, you may have to pay premiums, and there's some things involved with that. But you hit on something last week involving premiums that people may not realize that is in their favor. So we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But first, every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
Fly fishing in East Texas.
Yes.
Would you believe that?
No.
You know, in West Texas, we've got the Medina River. We've got the Blanco. We've got all kinds of creeks, and people can do it. But you don't ever think about East Texas. The San Jacinto National Forest is where you go. It's a great place to fish. It's got muddy, it's got creek, it's got, you call it a river, but it's really more like a creek. If a person wants solitude, no crowds, just peace and quiet and fishing and the quietness of the day, you go to East Texas.
Beautiful.
You go to San Jacinto, the East Fork of the Trinity. It's a great place to go. I recommend it. Now, it's muddy, you know, the banks are slippery, they're steep, but you've got complete solitude. You've got lots of fishing there. And like everybody says, it's not like a lake where they've stocked it. These fish have grown there. They're there. That's their habitat. It's a wonderful place. And you've got bayous. You've got the mud. You know, and it's quiet. There's nobody there. I've had people tell me they didn't see a soul all day long.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
And it's remote. It's rugged. you know, and so it's just you've got bass, you've got every kind of fish in the world, and of course it's between Cleveland and Cold Spring, and you get on that Lone Star hiking trail, and stay on the river. You can get lost in the woods there, and people tell me, as long as you stay on the river, it only goes two ways, so you'll always be safe, and you can get back. You know, you don't want to get lost on the dadgum river.
The river only goes two ways.
That's right. Stay on the river. But let me tell you what all those, there's bluegill, there's warmoth, there's sunfish, and the sunfish, you know, it's got a vibrant orange belly, turquoise markings. So if you catch those, they're a beautiful fish. They've got crappie. There's channeled catfish. There's bass. And the spotted bass is a predator. I don't know if anybody knows that. And it lurks in medium swift currents. Mm. And they're aggressive little devil, you know. They're small, but they're aggressive. And but the East Fork, you know, is like a small creek. It's not like a real river. And it's gentle. It's muddy in places, but it's just a great place. Now, then, here's what most people do. They use the fur of squirrels, and they make their flies out of them.
Really?
They say it takes 15 minutes to tie one.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and if the fish aren't biting, you can try another one, like a dragonfly or a bait fish or something. But I recommend these little squirrel furs because they will really snap at those.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And you just let that fly sink, walk it down the stream. And those little squirrel deals are bouncing along the bottom, and the fish will hit at them. And it's just a great way to do it.
Mm. It sounds
and you just aren't good. Yeah, and you're not going to encounter anybody there.
You know, and that's, you know, the greatest thing when, you know, you start talking about how it takes a minute to get there. And this is true. If it takes you some time to get to a place and you have to work to get there, you know that there's not going to be anybody for miles and miles and miles. And there is something that is so grounding, so resetting to be in a situation like that. I mean, we've all been, you know, fishing, and there's people around, and, you know, there's things that are happening, not in the middle of a city or anything like that. But, you know, still, there's people that are close by. But, man, this just sounds... It sounds so tranquil and so peaceful. It's like you can actually hear the water, and you can, you know, hear, you know, nature. And there's, you just, we've lost a lot of that. It's really, really a great thing.
And if you're in West Texas, there's going to be a lot of people, you know, in all your little rivers and places.
Yeah.
But in East Texas, a lot of people don't even seem to know about it. And it's just quiet. You've got peace. And if you're stressed out, this is what I recommend. Go to East Texas. Go to San Jacinto. Go to the East Fork and just spend the day out there. Take your little lunch and just spend the day out there with nature, because it is really old-fashioned, you know. And you're going to find that the streams, the ditches there are just great. The water's not deep. I mean, it's pretty clear. You can see until you come to the mud spots, you know. But did you know, even in Houston, Texas, I forget about this every once in a while, you've got all the bayous running through Houston. A person can even go to one of those bayous there and go home afterwards. I mean, you're 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
And people forget about all that.
Yeah. We forget
I know
that
I have clients in Houston, and I used to go, and right behind their homes down the bank, there's the bayou right behind their house.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to travel like a thousand miles.
But the fish in the East Fork are aggressive. They're small, but they're beautiful. And, you know, they've been there a long time. They're going to be there a long time after we're gone. But it's a good place to go for the day or a couple of days. And it'd be a good place to take your grandchildren even, or your children. But they might be too noisy. You know, they might be too noisy for this. You know?
They'll need to end up bringing some kind of game or some kind of electronic thing that blinks.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Yeah, especially boys. Get them down there in that river, get them to fish and teach them how to do it. And leave the fish when you go. And just know that you had a quiet day to reflect on things. You know, our world is so fast-paced. We're moving so fast. To go and spend a day in a quiet place like this is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost priceless. And, you know, there's been times where, you know, I won't go and, you know, I won't get out and to just actually take a time out. But then every time I do, it's just like, you know, you get out there, especially in a situation like this. You get out there and you hear sounds in nature that, at least for me anyway, that I've forgotten about. You smell things in nature that you've forgotten about. It's like, oh, man, it's just so crisp and so clean and so... I mean, it's a lost appreciation, I think, sometimes when we get wrapped up in our day-to-day stuff.
Well, and, you know, people go to Idaho. They go to all these fancy places, and they pay a guide, and they spend thousands.
Yeah.
You can go over here in East Texas, and you're not spending anything.
Yeah.
And you're going to have just as good a fishing time and reflect on everything, your business, your family life. I mean... it's a great place just to be alone.
Yeah, just rejuvenate and reconnect with nature. Man, this is perfect. I think this is just what I need, actually.
What everybody needs.
A little time out in the San Jacinto National Forest, that's for sure. Man.
Yeah, and it's just, I just can't imagine anybody going anywhere else.
Yeah, definitely on the list of things to do. My goodness, I'm glad you brought that up. You brought that in at a really good time, I think. Probably a lot of people could use a break.
Yeah, I think a lot of people could use a break. Business is so hectic. Life is so hectic. And just go there and relax and be with nature and have fun catching fish. And there's so many different kinds. Yeah. That's what I like.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of it all.
Yeah, the beauty of the forest is amazing. The creeks and rivers there really are amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, put on your waders. Don't fall down the banks and go and have a good time.
Well, if they're steep and muddy, you know there's potential for accidents, should we say.
There is, and that's why I want to say that. Be careful as you go down the banks. They're steep. They're muddy, you know. So be careful.
Yeah, be prepared, but once you get there, it's well worth it, I'm sure.
Man. I think so. I think it would be a good, great deal, okay?
Nice, perfect. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And another thing, anybody that's got any questions on the Ginsburg policy, they can call me. I've had several people call me, and they had questions about it. One gentleman called yesterday, he said, I don't know if I can invest. He said, my IRA is used up. But he said, I have a Roth at another location. I said, bring your Roth on over. We'll open a Roth account for you. It's not a problem. So if people have money in another place, like a Roth or an IRA somewhere else, they can move it over. They can open a different account. It's not a problem. We'll get it done.
You know, I as I hear everything that you've been saying so far this morning, it's worth. I know a lot of people just kind of come in and they're like, "Yeah, put me in," you know, whatever. And people are really kind of maybe passive about investing in life settlements, which is great. And most of the time, and that works out great. But this is one of these policies that doesn't come along very often, and it sounds like that's really I think probably the take home is that if people have kind of like been a little bit passive, maybe they haven't paid much attention to, you know, what's coming through, you know, because they've all got emails with this, and so this is one of these that people should probably stop and just say, wait a minute, let me take a second look, because this is that policy that came in January that was such a big deal, and it's well worth, you know, spending just a few minutes and kind of maybe revisiting it if they bypassed it, right?
Well, and another thing, lots of people don't read their emails every day. They're busy. They're working. you know, we've just got to get them on track here. on this one, because we have to do it kind of, you know, quickly. And close it out. So anybody that is not reading their emails, please read your emails, study it, get back to us on it. If you need to talk to me, call me personally and discuss it. I have a lot of people that always call me on every policy they do. And we go over it, and we go over the medical together. So, you know.
And that's fine.
I'll be glad to do it.
You're totally cool with doing that, too.
I am very cool with doing that, because I love talking to my customers. And when they call me, I know that they're serious and they have questions. And if they have questions on moving money, they can call me. If they want to know how much to put in, we can talk about it. If they want to put in extra, they can call me and talk to me about it.
Last week, you had mentioned something, and I don't know that we may not have spent enough time or made a big enough deal about it, but I think you had some questions this past week, because you had mentioned something about premiums being deductible, right?
Yeah, and I thought everybody knew that, and I didn't realize they don't know that. And I got a call this week and an email, a gentleman telling me, thank you. He said, I did not know I could deduct this. According to the Internal Revenue, we can deduct the premiums because this is an investment account. So every premium you pay is deductible. So that is an expense against profit, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can deduct those. So that is important to know.
Are there other things about life settlements that maybe, you know, I know we cover quite a few things, but it's impossible to cover everything, I guess, in the show. But are there any other little things like that maybe people aren't aware of?
If they don't have a Roth, they can convert to a Roth, and then they do not pay taxes on it. So that is a big deal. I never had thought about it, that a lot of people don't have Roths, or they may have a Roth somewhere else, and they may want to open a Roth and transfer their IRA over to a Roth rather than a traditional IRA.
Is that recommended? Do you do that a lot?
I do it every time I get the opportunity, because it saves you on taxes.
Yeah, and that's it's a big deal, is saving on taxes. I know some people, and it may be common knowledge to some, but it may be something that other people maybe not have even thought about. But even taking, like, you know, any chance to roll anything into something else is always it'll save you on taxes. I know you talk about a lot of times with, like, 401ks, people roll, you know, don't, like, cash them out and then come over. They can roll those things over and avoid those taxes because you don't pay anything. What is it, 70 and a half, 71 and a half when you have to start paying?
Yeah, 70
taxes?
And a half, and I think they've moved it up now to 72. But if anybody has a 401k and they say, well, my money's over there, we can transfer money out of your 401k into an IRA. And that means it's now an individual account rather than in your company account. So that's another thing. If a person has a brokerage account, a 401k, you can transfer that in. And it won't take long. It takes about a week to get that done.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
No. And, the brokerage company, if we're getting a check from them, you know, so it takes several days to get that in.
Okay.
And they will not, you know what is amazing to me? When people switch a brokerage account over to us, they won't expedite it or anything. They send it regular mail, those checks.
Really?
And I don't know why. If anybody needs money out of their account with us, we'll overnight it to them.
Well, that's just
common
courtesy.
I don't understand that. Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's weird. I guess they're just not in the it's like their money's going away from them. They're not in a big hurry to expedite, I guess.
That's right. They're not in any hurry. Now, let me tell you something that has nothing to do about what we're talking about.
Okay.
CVS Pharmacy has an F rating with the Better Business Bureau. An F. I didn't know it went down that low. They have an F rating because they've got so many complaints. It took me 5 days to get a prescription.
Really?
I was trying to renew a prescription. I called them, and it took 5 days. I'd go see them every day. They'd say, it'll be ready in 2 hours. But they were lying. I'd go back the next day. It'll be 2 hours. This went on for 1 week. So then I got to reading all the complaints about them, and it was so bad I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yes. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're giving people the wrong information. They're trying to refill things that don't need to be refilled. They sent me a text on a prescription that I have a 90-day supply on and said it was out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they have got problems over there. I don't know what they're going to do. Somebody new needs to come in and revamp CVS.
Maybe they're working on that. Maybe that's something
but
happening.
I have moved all my prescriptions from them.
Oh, Lord. For real?
Oh, yeah, I moved mine. Yes, for real.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Because I can't do that every month. You know, 5 days to get a prescription is ridiculous.
Wow. I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know it was possible.
Yeah, I mean, 5 days. Usually you get a prescription, you know, you call it in, and that afternoon it's ready.
Yeah.
But 5 days, I could have been dead. You know, you could be dead in that length of time, folks. Oh, man.
Well, all right.
Yeah, you know, what can I say?
It's not funny, but it's kind of hilarious at the same time.
Yes, that's right. It is pretty dadgum hilarious if it wasn't so sad.
If it wasn't sad.
And they told one lady, just go somewhere else.
What?
I mean, she was arguing with them about not being able to get it, and they said, just go somewhere else and get it filled.
Are you serious?
I mean, I am serious. They've got problems.
Wow. Jeez, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time the pharmacist and the help is so nice and so accommodating and great people to work with. And I guess they've just had so much turnover right now. And nobody wants to work for them. I wouldn't either.
Is it one location or all of them?
Well, apparently more than one.
Oh.
Yes, more than one.
Because I've always had great luck when I went in there. But then again,
I did too until this episode. And when I transferred everything out, the other pharmacist said, we've had so many calls from people that are so mad at them. And they said the same thing I did. I could not get them on the phone for 4 days. And they said they were trying to transfer prescriptions and could not get them on the phone.
Wow.
So they said they couldn't get them on the phone either.
Really?
So it wasn't just me.
Wow. That's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. So, you know, a warning to people, if you're trying to get a prescription, you better start a month before you need it. I would recommend that. I'd recommend that highly. Oh, my gosh.
Well, speaking of... go ahead.
So, anyway, people coming over, new customers coming over, we can still get an account open and get you in this policy, I think.
Really?
I don't think it'll be too late. We've got another week to get it filled. We need to have it filled in a week. And so I think, especially if they're bringing a check over, you know, I can get them in the policy.
Wait a minute. Just pretend I've never seen you before. I could come over as a brand new investor, open an account, and get in the Ginsburg policy in time?
Yes, I think we can do it in time. It may be a straggler, but we can cover it. So if they come over, I think we can get them in within a week.
Whoa, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Wow.
And we have people calling all the time, you know, wanting to talk to us. This would be the time to open that new account with us.
Wow. I did not know. I mean, and then this is a good time to do it. And this is a big policy to do it with. My goodness.
That's right, because there's room for them. You know, lots of times I tell you, you know, we don't have room for anybody else, or we don't have enough policies right now. We've got plenty of room for everybody and in this one policy.
Wow. Okay, that's good to know. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get them in it. And they have to be accredited. They've got to make $200,000 a year, or they must be worth $1 million without their home. That is a government regulation. You must be accredited to do business with this investment.
With any life policy, really, not just this one.
When I say this policy, I mean a life settlement policy. You must be accredited.
And there are three risks involved with a life settlement. So if anybody
knew
is coming over.
There is risk. You need to know the risk. The biggest risk is it could go over, and you will have to pay premium. Usually the premium is not bad unless it's an older policy. The premium on this policy is low. That's another thing that makes it worth it while doing it. It's not a high premium at all. So the premiums is your most important thing. It could go over. The other thing, the other risk is it's not liquid during this time, naturally, because if you're investing, it's not liquid. It's not cash. The third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under. And anymore, you don't have that happen because their premium income is so great. A lot of companies are merging right now because they can sell their companies for such a high amount.
Interesting.
The economy, I know two different big companies have merged with other companies, and they got millions and millions for their companies.
You know,
that's an advantage.
When you threw that out a minute ago about how if somebody is not currently an investor and they wanted to come over and start essentially from scratch as a new investor, they can get in the Ginsburg policy, really, really got my attention. It's a really big deal. What would it take? What needs to happen for that to expedite quickly for a new investor?
Well, we would if they bring a check, we would FedEx it overnight to Nevada Trust. And with their application, get them started real quick. If it's a transfer, we would call right there in the office. If it's a 401k we're going to transfer, we'll call. We can liquidate that over the phone if it's a 401k and get it sent in immediately. If it's just a brokerage account, we have to call them and get them to liquidate it and send it in. So all of these we would do from the office. Right then, we would make the calls. We wouldn't just send it in. And most brokerage accounts, if it's a 401k or if it's, let's say it's an IRA, those can be liquidated by computer.
Okay.
We can just do it right there in the office.
So it's pretty quick.
It'll be quick. We'll try to get that done very quickly. For new customers coming in that would like to get in this policy, because it is, I think, one of the best for the year.
For a new investor to come over, how much are we talking about? What would be the bare minimum?
You'd have to have $100,000, yes.
Okay.
That's the bare necessity.
If they wanted to put more in the Ginsburg policy because it is such a hot policy?
Yes, we would consider it, yes.
Okay. You don't normally do that, but...
No, we usually say this is all you can put in. You cannot put any more in, but we are letting people put more in this because a lot of people have already asked, and I did let them.
And again, it's a $5 million policy, so it's huge.
That's right. It's a big policy. It's going to take a lot of people, so there's going to be an advantage for a lot of people to get in it.
Okay. Good for existing investors to go back and take a second look at, get into. Great for new investors to come over and really get started. I mean, really, of all the policies that we've talked about in the last, just say, year, this is really one of the best that you've seen probably in the last 12 months or so. I think that's...
That's right, because brain cancer... it would be at the top of anybody's list. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, so this is a good time to start. What about availability? Are you open? Have you got appointments for this
week?
Yes,
that's right. And I will be coming to Midland. I will be in Midland.
Really?
I think it's the 15th and 16th.
Oh, well, an early welcome to town.
Yeah. So I think I will be there.
All right. So for people to get started, for anybody that wants to get in the Ginsburg policy, whether they're existing or new, if they want to start a new account, you know, really kind of get on the life settlement train, what is your phone number for people to make an appointment?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.